Hi guys, and welcome back to the Noir Girl Experience. I'm Zaria.
And I'm Aziza.
And today we have a special guest.
Yes, we got a man in the building, y'all. A man. His name is Drew. Hi, Drew.
What's up, y'all?
Yes, this is my friend from college. We've been friends for how many years?
I would say like five now.
A long, long time. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yes, thank you for being on our podcast.
Anytime.
The people been requesting a male perspective, so
All right,
it's
so I
been a
hope I can
minute.
give it to him, you know?
Okay, so what are we talking about today, Zaria?
Today's episode, we figured that we wanted to do something fun. The holidays are right around the corner. We didn't really want to talk about anything too serious. Like we tried, but it wasn't working.
I didn't have it in me tonight.
So today's episode is a Would You Rather episode. And we have 15 would you rather scenarios that we all have to answer and give our reasons. What else?
Make sure you follow us if you're not following us already.
Right.
We're on all major social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram at The Noir Girl Experience, Twitter at The Noir Girl EXP. And yeah, we're keeping up to date. That's where you'll find out when we drop new episodes. We have all kinds of different content for you guys, so definitely check us out.
And leave us a review if you're
Period.
listening on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. Appreciate it. So yeah, you want to get started?
Yes. Okay. So, I'm gonna start it off with, would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or never have to pay for food at restaurants? Y'all taking too long for this. This is
Personally, I would rather have free food at any restaurant I went to, because then you can go to five-star restaurants, have any food that you want, and you can go to different restaurants in different cities around the world and then have free food.
okay, I feel like you guys really need to think this through because do you know how much an international first class ticket is?
Yeah, but I don't really care about first class personally. I
So
know it's
you'd rather pay the economy price, right? Because if you don't care about first class, that means you're not gonna travel.
I
You'd
mean,
rather
I feel like personally, I don't know. What do you think, Zarya?
I think it's hard though because we're talking about free food for life,
For
basically.
life.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a basic necessity. Like, traveling isn't a basic necessity,
It's a necessity for me.
but it's not a basic necessity. You won't die if you don't travel. So, I don't know. I might have to go with the food. I'm gonna have to, yeah, eat. Okay,
y'all, that's cool. I mean, I do love food, but I'm definitely taking the unlimited international first class tickets.
But Z, you travel everywhere though, so I'm not
And I
surprised.
don't fly first class neither. So this is really beautiful for me. I feel like all the times that I eat out at restaurants still won't equate to the experience of a first class ticket every time I fly international, which will be all the time.
I knew you was gonna pick that anyway, so
I was like, wait, why are y'all thinking about this? But okay, I get it in the grand scheme, like your whole life, I get it. Cause like you're gonna eat every day. You're not
exactly.
gonna fly internationally every day. So I get it.
And I'm
But
gonna be eating good too, five-star meals every meal.
I'm still picking the flights, but I understand. Okay, so the next one. Would you rather live in a cave or live in a treehouse?
Treehouse.
Definitely a treehouse.
Treehouse. That was unanimous because I'm not
even living. Though, what are we going to do if it rains or something?
I mean, there's still coverage in a
treehouse. It's covered, but I feel like it would seep through, no?
I mean, depending on what type
probably
of tree
in the edges. Probably in the edges of the tree, like the where the doors are and stuff, but not like in the inside, like in the middle of the treehouse.
Like some tree houses have like bamboo leaves or banana leaves on top, so like the water slides off.
I feel like I'll take my chances with the treehouse. What's in it? Like, there could be anything in them caves. I'm scared.
And the cave is dark and stuff like that? Nah.
Yeah, I don't know what's in a cave.
I would be so scared. Okay. So the next one. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Teleport, easy.
Teleport.
I feel like just so many things are going on in people's minds. I don't want to know what's going on.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. Like, I definitely would pick teleport anywhere. But I know growing up, I really wanted to read minds. Until I feel like that's something maybe as a kid or like as a teen you might want to do. But when you get older, you realize it's too much complex stuff going on in people's brains. You don't need that in you. You don't need to know. It's like, mind your business. I'd rather just teleport anywhere. I will never have to worry about public transportation ever again.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather never have to work again or never have to sleep again? You won't feel tired or suffer negative health effects if you choose to sleep again.
I love to sleep, though.
That's hard, though, because, like, I mean, I feel like to be successful, you need to struggle and work, you know? Like, mm-hmm. No one has been successful without working, unless mm-hmm. you got a trust fund. But, like, most of us don't, so. Mm-hmm. I'll probably pick never sleep. I barely sleep anyway, so.
But I also feel like, wouldn't you just be bored, like, you're up 24/7?
But I feel like my mind is always racing. I'm always doing new things, always trying to find, like, different things to do, different hobbies. So I feel like I'll just, like, maximize my time more.
Yeah. Because even though it says you would never have to work again, it doesn't say you're going to be rich.
Yeah.
It just says you can live and never have to work again.
That's like, if you have to be a housewife for the like rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, then I won't sleep, I guess. But I feel like I'm going to be bored.
Technically, that is work still, but like, I digress.
Ooh, it's a little hard for me because you know how I feel about work. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go and never have to sleep again. But that was hard. I love to sleep.
It is hard.
The only reason why I didn't pick never have to work again is because it doesn't say I'll be comfortable.
Yeah.
I could be
broke. I didn't think about that because I just automatically would assume like, okay, that means I have money. But it doesn't say that, so that's not what it means.
Yeah, you could just be broke, but... You know, you don't have to work. I'm not saying that you're like homeless, but you just, you know, you don't, you could just be, have like literally just enough.
Yeah, no.
So how about, would you rather know when your parents are having sex or have them know when you're having sex?
I would personally rather have them know when I'm having sex. I feel like it's too awkward for me to know when my parents are having sex. I don't need to hear all that. I don't need to know all that.
But it said, wait, it's just we have to know, like we get like an alert or something. Like,
yeah. Would you rather know when your parents are having sex or have them know when you're having sex? It's just about knowing.
I would rather know when my parents have sex. I don't need them to know my business. That's so awkward.
Yeah, that's really.
And my mom is the type, I feel like she would like call me like trying to interrupt or something.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you know how my mom is. Like, she would be like, what are you doing?
I feel like at that point though, I'll just learn to keep my phone on do not disturb.
Oh, facts.
I think I'm gonna go with, I'd rather just know that they're having sex because I can just kind of block. I think it's too traumatic for them to know I'm having sex.
Yeah.
At my age. Maybe. Nah, yeah, no, I can't. I can't deal with that.
Do you feel like your parents don't know you're doing it?
No.
Girl!
Really? Really?
I don't think so.
So you think your dad thinks you're like super innocent?
I wouldn't say innocent, but I don't think he think that. I could be wrong.
I think your dad's smarter than you think he is,
though. Right.
I told y'all just 2 years ago I was told not to talk to boys. Focus on school. Don't talk to any boys at all. So if you're going to tell me that, then obviously, you know, whatever. Next question. Would you rather own a penthouse or rent a mansion?
Wait, isn't it own a penthouse?
Yes, yeah, so I said own a penthouse or
rent a mansion. Okay. Right now, if we're talking, I would own a penthouse because I feel like, what am I gonna do renting a mansion by myself?
Exactly. And renting a mansion is probably OD expensive.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
A penthouse could be real big. Look at Mariah Carey. I'm sure her penthouse take off the whole apartment floor.
Yeah.
And I think it take up 2 floors. A penthouse could be huge. You don't.
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of penthouse. I'd rather own as well. I'm just very, like, I feel like if I have the option of owning versus renting, I'm just the type to really try to go for owning. Mm-hmm. Obviously, of what I can afford, but if you throw 2 options, I'm always going to pick own.
But I also feel like, do you ever think about, like, those people who just, like, get super big houses, but it's, like, just them? And I just feel like I would be so, like, sad.
That's like Portia on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
She literally was like, oh, I'm going to get a house. And us viewers were looking at her like, you're about to get a 20-room mansion and you're single?
Literally, it's just you and your baby.
I feel like 20 rooms is just, that's like a little excessive, but like.
I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it was a mansion in Atlanta, so you know.
Okay. I mean, me personally, I would still get a house by myself, like four bedrooms and stuff like that by myself.
I would too. I just don't want no huge mansion. Yeah. If I get a huge mansion, somebody got to come live with me because I can't live in all of that by myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely like family or friends or something. Lonely.
Maybe that's why her mom is always in her house.
Yeah. I'm going to be scared. Like, what's that noise? What I'm going to do? Like, it's just me.
I mean, personally, I would like living in a big house by myself.
You like the space?
Yeah, the space. But that's just me, personally.
I think I could do 4 to 5 bedrooms by myself. But if it's like one of those mansions that's like high up, mat floors, different, you know, different like sections of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would need. I would need somebody to move in with me.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. So the next one, would you rather find a weird looking stranger in your bed or wake up in a strange bed?
Can you clarify this? Like, what's a strange bed? And how weird is this?
A strange bed is probably, I mean, it doesn't, obviously, we just have the statement, but I'm going to define strange bed as a bed where you wake up and you don't know where you at.
Okay.
That's how I would define it. What do you think?
I was thinking like a car bed or some like princess bed or some shit like that.
Oh,
that's what I thought, a strange bed, but like,
a different kind of bed. Oh,
I get what you mean.
I don't know.
Let's just go with it's you don't know where you at, because I feel like that would be the equivalent to you waking up and there's a random person in your bed.
Yeah. In a weird bed? I don't know. Maybe the weird looking person, because like at least I know where I am. Like if it's a strange bed, I don't know where I am, you know? So yeah. I could be anywhere.
But what do? You wake up, this weird looking person is in your bed. Like literally, what do you do next?
Get out. Leave.
I think I'm gonna pick wake up in a strange bed.
Interesting.
Really?
Why? You have to explain.
Because I feel like if I wake up in my bed, like that's my space. And if I wake up with a weird looking stranger, like he must be trying to kill me. And then he's gonna try to kill me in his own house. Like, well, in my own house.
But you know where you are. If you wake up in a random bed, you don't know where you've been. You could be on the other side of the nation. You don't know.
But you don't think more than likely it's like a drunk night and you just didn't remember where you were, and then it comes back to you when you start to sober up?
I've never been that drunk.
Oh. I've seen it in movies, but I'm not speaking of personal experience. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking this through.
It could go either way.
I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack. And how am I going to get this guy out of my house? At least if I'm in somebody else's house, I can try to sneak out and run away.
You say leave or I'm calling. Yeah, it may not be a man. It may not be a
woman. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Drew, what if you wake up and it's a man?
Because it's just a stranger.
Like, he is like a homeless man or somebody broke into your house and he's just sleeping.
Leave my motherfucking house. Or I'm getting a 22 or I'm calling the police.
That's why I got a taser by my bed, period. Not a taser, a pepper spray.
You know, either copping a 9 or, you know.
Get out.
Yeah, leave.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with my answer because that's what my first brain said. Maybe if I thought it through, I would change my mind. But for now, I'll pick wake up in a strange bed. But either way, I don't like these options. I don't like this, would you rather? Okay, so let me do the next one. Would you rather have your parents see your entire internet search history or your friends? I'm gonna pick my friends for 200, Alex.
But that's hard for me because then it's still embarrassing. Like, I don't want my friends seeing that.
I'll pick my friends.
Yeah, I think I'm picking my friends. My parents don't even know that shit. Do not need to know. It's like they probably already know what's happening, but like, you know how it is. I'd rather keep them guessing than have them know what's actually going on.
Yeah, I guess. But then what do you, like, how do you act around your friends now? They know you be Googling all kind of weird nonsense.
I'll be like, okay, let me see your Google search. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me. Exactly. Don't throw
the stone if you haven't done it.
That's exactly what I would say.
The next one is, would you rather date a friend of your parent or have your parent date a friend of yours?
Neither, but... I think I would rather date a friend of my parents. I don't think it would ever happen, but, like, I feel like that's less weird than knowing that my mom is sleeping with, or my dad's sleeping with, like, one of my friends.
Yeah, I'd rather just date a friend of my parents. Like, I'll just have to deal with whatever that comes with, because at least I'm getting something out of it. You know, I'm dating. You dating my friend, I got the awkwardness, and it has nothing to do with me. Like,
yeah,
what am I getting out of that? And besides just awkwardness and weirdness and all kinds of just uncomfortableness.
I think I would probably rather my parent date one of my friends, but I feel like after that, you're not my friend no more.
Facts.
And I'm sure our parents are going to feel the same way, Drew. Our parents are going to be like, we're not friends with that person anymore.
Well, yeah.
As they should.
Okay. Next one. Would you rather drink 2 liters of spit or 2 liters of sweat?
Whose spit am I drinking?
That matters.
This is a lot for me.
So I ain't drinking sweat, but it also matters whose spit it is. Because if it's like, I don't know. It really depends.
Can we just like edit this to be either our own spit or our own sweat?
No.
I'm going with the spit. I ain't drinking no sweat. Mine, somebody else's, hell no.
I'm going with spit too, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I'll go with the spit. Okay. Would you rather lose your sex organs forever or be an extra 200 pounds for the rest of your life?
200 pounds. Ain't no question about it.
Yeah, 200 extra pound me, please.
Do you know how big I would be with extra 200 pounds?
Yeah, but you act like, you know the show My 500 Pound Life? They used to have wives and husbands and shit.
No. I'm picking the 200 pounds. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of weight for me.
True, but at least you can have sex.
Right.
At least you can have kids. If you want that.
Hopefully. Yes, I'm definitely picking the 200 pounds extra. It's just, I'm like, whoa.
Okay, next one. This one, I was asked this question before, and literally I'm like, this is the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone think you did?
I'm gonna still pick not have sex. And because at least I'll have the satisfaction of just knowing that, like, anyone who thinks I did is an idiot.
Exactly.
And my own, you know, mental process can accept that.
Yeah. More
than the other option. Like, I feel like I'll, like, yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah. It's too sick.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's nasty.
Yeah.
But damn, like, your whole family probably done shunned y'all. Like,
the first option, you probably got to go to therapy or something.
I just want to know, like, what drove you to have sex with your cousin? Like, why?
Incest. People be into that.
Because when in some families, you aren't raised with your cousins.
That's true.
I think that might be an option. Or maybe, because, you know, when you're raised with your siblings, there's a sense of, like, I was raised with you, and maybe they don't feel that with the cousins, so they're, like, a friend.
I feel like it's also different if, like, you guys happen to have sex, but then later down the line, you guys end up knowing that you guys are cousins. I feel like that's different.
Yeah, that's too. That's different. You didn't know that was your cousin. That's just unfortunate, but...
Exactly.
I think in this instance, you would know that's your cousin and you just choose to do so anyway.
Very nasty.
Little nasties.
The next one is...
Did you know that the Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip are cousins?
Not surprised.
They do that kind of stuff. Yeah, they're into that.
Because white people be into that shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like, that's a part of their... Well, it was. It's less common now, of course, because people would shame them. But back then, they was all sleeping with their cousins, their siblings, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, they were trying to keep the royalty in the family.
Okay, next one. Would you rather have your dead body found on a pile of sex toys or a pile of drugs?
Sex toys.
Yeah, same. I hope
not with a nice bang.
What drugs are we talking?
Hard.
Okay, sex toys. If it was like weed, like acid, like shrooms, like not super, super hard shit, that's different. But if it's like pain, like
crack,
yeah, no. Nah. No go.
Okay. Next one. Would you rather throw up in the middle of the dance floor and be embarrassed, or throw up inside of your Uber on the way home?
Dance floor.
Facts, because I'm not paying that fee.
Facts. I ain't paying that fee. You know, some people be paying like $500 for that fee.
Yeah. I'm going with dance floor.
And I'm sure I'm going to be so drunk, I'm not even going to be embarrassed.
I mean, I'm going to be embarrassed, but I'm going to lose. And then I won't be embarrassed anymore. Soon as I finish, I'm leaving because I'm embarrassed for sure.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, if you're throwing up in the middle of the dance floor, you automatically got to leave. There's no, well, you should not stay.
Yeah, but I'm saying the embarrassment of it all, I would definitely feel that probably till the next day. Like, oh my God.
I mean, I feel like we've all had that. You've all thrown up in a public area at least once.
But not in the middle of a dance floor. People dance on a dance floor.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, when there's drinking involved, anything can happen, to be honest with you.
True.
Very true.
Uber prices are crazy. They charged me $40 for some wet seats. He gonna talk about, oh, we stained his seats. Oh, yeah, I went to a water park, mind you. And we had been outside for about an hour and a half before we got in the car because we couldn't get Uber. Yeah, we stayed to seats. And he charged us $40. So I can only imagine throw up.
Okay, last one, guys. Would you rather have your significant other laugh uncontrollably whenever they saw you naked or cry uncontrollably?
That's a hard one.
Laugh. It's annoying. Like crying, like, it's such a turn off. I can't.
I mean, it really depends on like how hard you're crying, but I'll probably go cry. It's
uncontrollably. So you gotta imagine it being like the ugly cry. Kerry Washington cry.
I don't know. Cause laughing, like, that really like boosts your ego if someone's laughing at you when you're naked.
Yeah, but crying, how are you going to be able to, like, get back into the zone after you watch her cry? Or maybe you can. I don't know. You're a guy. So you tell me.
I don't know. I feel like when a girl laughs, if a girl laughs at you when you're naked, like, that's a very bad sign. That's really bad.
Yeah, same for us.
So, like, I think I can deal with crying more so than if, like, we're naked or we're having sex and, like, you're still laughing.
Mm. I don't know. The crying, I'ma just feel like, okay, like, I know you can't control it, but, like, it's just putting a damper on it. Like, laughing, because I feel like laughing, that's something you do anyway sometimes during that. So I guess I could program my brain to rationalize that, you know. Yeah. But crying, why are you crying?
But it's like, think about it like this, like, as soon as, like, you take off your clothes or anything like that, the person like starts uncontrollably laughing at you uncontrollably.
It's embarrassing for
that's
sure.
Embarrassing, and that's like a bruise to your ego. You're not going to feel the same again. If you're crying, you're not going to like, oh, this person thinks this way about me, or they don't like my body or something like that. You're just gonna be like, oh, this is a crybaby.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be together that long, but I'm going to be honest. That's too much for me.
For either one or just like...
Either one.
I mean, of course, either one. But if I have to pick one for right now, I'm going to go with the laughter.
I see that. Like, temporarily, I can see the laughter. If we're going, like, more so long-term or something like that, I'm going with the crying.
To think about it, it's so messed up. Like, you get naked and the person just starts laughing. Like, oh my God, that's so mean.
It's over. You're traumatized.
Facts.
But I'm still going with that. But anyway.
Yeah. Ciao. So those was the would you rather questions. Let us know what you guys would rather do in some of these situations. I probably will put some of these in a poll on the Instagram story. So make sure you follow us at the Noir Girl Experience on Instagram. And I think we can get into the listener question, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got one listener question. Drew, like I said, you gotta help us help this person out. 911 SOS, they need help. Okay, y'all ready?
Yep, call me Yala.
Okay.
Fix that life. Go ahead.
They said, I've been dating a guy off of Black, the dating app, BLK, for a few months and recently bumped into his Instagram page. In parentheses, he never gave it to me himself. So I guess she just found it on her own. I found out through his page that he has a girlfriend and they've been together for 3 years. Should I confront him or just dub? Also, he tagged her. Do you guys think I should hit her up?
First of all, I feel like if you ask a person to have like social media or anything like that, and they say, yeah, and they don't give it to you, that's a red flag right there. But like,
I don't think he said, yeah, though. I feel like he probably just said, I don't have anything. Didn't think she would find him.
Personally, in this situation, I would confront him about it because he needs to know that, like, that's not okay. I feel like you just dubbing him is kind of just like pushing everything to the side and making him feel like everything's okay. Yeah, you should confront him, tell him that like what he's doing is like not okay, but then dub him soon after that. But like contacting the girl, I don't know, that can be very tricky. Yes, you want the girl to know that like he's your the boyfriend's been cheating or whatever like that, but like that's a sticky situation.
I'm not saying anything to the female because that's not my business, but I am going to confront him. There's no way around it. I wouldn't be able to let it go without confronting him.
Closure.
It's called closure, exactly. But I'm just not the type of person, like, I'm not going to the girlfriend like, oh, this is what your man is doing. She'll find out on her own.
Eventually.
That's not my business. But I will have to confront him. Let him know that he sucks. I know what you're doing. I figured it out. You're not smart. And bye. You're done. And you're a dummy. And that's that. You know, of course, I'm probably going to say it in a little more aggressive tone. But point is, I will confront him. But I will not speak to the girlfriend.
Yeah. Is it confirmed that that's the girlfriend?
Is that what the question said?
It says, yeah, I found out through his page that he has a girlfriend and they've been together for 3 years. So clearly he must have put, oh, 3-year anniversary, like a dumbass.
Or it might be in his tags. Like she might have tagged him in her post. And you know how you could go see people.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah. When they're tagged in a picture, he probably didn't realize it.
Yeah, confront him, tell him he's a douchebag, and he's done.
He's cheating on his girlfriend for 3 years?
Yeah, she probably already knows.
If it's his been girlfriend three of 3 years, he will do it to you. That's it.
Yeah, that's another thing I was going to mention. It's tricky when you want to reach out to the woman because some girls be knowing that they may cheat on them and they don't care. So you just wasting your own breath. Like,
also, how many times? And there's only like the small amount of times where the girl be like, I'm so happy that the girl told me that. Most of the time, they get mad at you.
And they want to beat your ass.
I feel like a lot of females, they say they will want that, but if the time come, they don't want that. They end up putting their anger out on the female and taking it all out on her and not even realizing she just gave you valuable information about your man that you need to know. They get upset.
Exactly.
You ruined the relationship, home wrecker, all this stuff.
I'm not beat.
I'm going to just curse him out and be done with it.
Yeah, hopefully that helped you, person. Get back on the app, girl. And it's important for you to try to do your research a little sooner. I hate that you found this out months into dating him. Like, I'm not blaming you at all, but I'm just saying, like, we need to do our research.
It's important to try to do as much research as you can on someone on social media or whatever, especially when we're doing this online dating thing.
Agreed. So that's that. It's time for Song of the Week.
Song of the week. Song of the week. Ooh, I can't wait.
Okay, since we have a guest goes first, period. So, Drew, what is your song of the week?
I've been listening to a lot of music this week, but I would say the song of the week for me is Mystery Lady by Masengo.
Okay. My song of the week is Freaky Girls, Megan Thee Stallion featuring SZA off her new album, Good News. Also, good news, we're getting a stimulus check, y'all. Period.
Yes. My song of the week is Ginger by Wizkid featuring Burna Boy. Find our playlist. It should be in the episode details. So yeah, make sure you check it out. It's on Apple Music and Spotify as well. So yeah, check it out. And that's all we got for this episode.
Don't forget Black-owned businesses. We want to feature you on a future episode of the Noir Girl Experience. So definitely email us, DM us, if you'd like to advertise on our pod.
Yes, and also give them the aura code.
Yes. Hey lovelies, our Aura Rouge listeners get 15% off all products on the Aura Rouge Beauty website using the code Noir Girl, which will also be in the description. But you can get 15% off all products. So definitely take advantage and support a Black-owned small business.
Yes. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else we're missing? Follow us. No. Oh, Drew, tell them where they can find you and follow you if you want them to find you. Some people be like, hell no.
Yeah.
But
So I only really have Instagram. You can follow me at drew.obiesie23. Yeah, follow me there.
we'll also have that in the description as well.
Yes, period. And yeah, like I said earlier, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review. It's very important. We really appreciate it. And yeah, until next time. Oh, and happy holidays.
Happy
Happy
holidays.
holidays to you and yours.
Stay
Yes,
safe.
stay safe, most important.
Please.
Only the pandemic is not over yet.
Don't go to the club, I'm begging.
And wear a mask, please. Yeah.
Wear a mask. We're begging you. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Drew, thank you so much for joining us. You have to come back.
Definitely have to come back.
Bet.
And yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.